Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, want to hear from you. So the call-in number is 347-826-7435. Once again, the call-in number, because we want to hear from y'all, is 347-826-7435. We also have a chat room that me and Shiny Head, I guess Shiny Head, myself or Shiny Head, if you're on Facebook, we'll add you on the Smooth Drama group. So if you ask to jump into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook, me or Shiny Head will add you. Hi, Shiny Head. Anyway, any other social network that you find Smooth Drama, add us, we'll add you back, and we can talk taste on it. We have the Blog Talk chat room. If you happen to be in Blog Talk, you're one of my many followers, and you're in there, you can jump in that. Or you can go in, we have on the website, smoothdrama.com, the chat room is live. Now, we'll be checking in on that from time to time, but that will be like an after talk. Like if there was something else you wanted to ask or talk about, questions, comments, concern, can either go to the email smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, or you can jump into the chat room right after the show. We'll be on there for about 5 to 10 minutes taking questions and comments and just running our fingers, because I won't be running my mouth no more, right? Be done talk. Yeah. Okay. So we can chat a taste. Are you sitting down, Brown Sugar?
I most certainly am.
All right. You know, Terrence Howard is retiring.
Okay.
Actually,
I am. You know, he's not my type aesthetically, like just to look at him. I mean, he's a typical light skin, eyes, hair, all that stuff. That's just not my type. But I do think he's an excellent actor. I think he's a very talented actor. So I think, and not the right kind of roles have been given to him. I think he could have really done some big things. I just think, I don't know where he got lost. Or who lost him, if it's the agents or his, you know, personal life or what. But I really do think he could have, like, done some really cool stuff.
Well, he left Iron Man. And so he missed out on, about another 15, 20 million.
And see, I don't see where his role was that big in Iron Man. Like,
well,
you know what I mean? He always gets these roles and you're like, ooh, yeah, but that's what I'm saying, though. I don't think he did what he could have done. He needs to play like a bad guy, though. He needs to be the villain. He doesn't do well in good guy. You know, he's very provoking in his dialogue and, you know, with his piercing eyes and his voice tone. He really needs to be a villain.
Okay. Yeah, I think he kind of turned himself, though. I won't argue with that. I can see, but according to him, he's like, look, you know what? I'm done with acting, and I'm going to focus on bringing truth to the world.
Truth?
Because truth. He said, I've been pretending. So now I'm done pretending. I'm going to bring truth to the world.
I can see where I think he gets lost in himself. I think he gets lost in his, you know, in his personal life. Just a lot of, you know, I think he's one of those people, you know how they say some people are just so crazy and so brilliant at the same time. And I really do think he's one of those people. I just think we haven't had a chance to see it because he focuses on the crazy and not the brilliant.
Okay. But it's kind of over with now, though.
Well, no, it's not. This is just the beginning. This is a new chapter. If he's talking about truth, I'm kind of interested in to hear what he has to say.
Yeah.
Because is it going to be truth or is it going to be crazy?
Well, it's his truth. So we don't know what his truth entails. All right.
We'll see.
Speaking about truth and crazy, did you hear that Trump's Negro quitting?
Who is that?
Oh, Trump. You didn't know Trump had a Negro? You remember the black dude that they always showed? That one black dude that he would like turn around. They made sure he's directly behind him. He would turn around like, yeah.
Oh, during his speeches and
Yeah,
he
was
recognized
as his African American. Dude is leaving.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been Trump's Negro.
I don't watch so.
No, it's like the song, my Negro, wherever I go, he goes, my Negro.
I remember that song.
My Negro and me. It's like, that's. Yeah, he was always there. Well,
so why did he quit?
He's leaving. He was frustrated with what he called the party's pro-white agenda.
Oh, okay.
So he's a
five-time. Didn't know that going in.
Yeah, he's a five-time congressional candidate, and he joined the party in 2001. He just said he's going to continue as an independent. So, and he's running for, he's a real estate broker that's running for Congress.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he wasn't aware of the white part of that. You know,
yeah, he said President Trump is a rich guy who is mired in white privilege to the extreme.
And he didn't know that from the very beginning?
Yep.
Trump must have had Omarosa, Kanye, and Carson talk to him in a room. Did you see that movie, The Manchurian Candidate?
Well, don't forget Jim Brown and.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Jim Brown in there too. He pulled out all the stops. Like, look. And remember, this dude traveled with him for a couple of years. And so I have a question, Brown Sugar. Mm-hmm. This is my question. My brother, he was like, he wouldn't even entertain it. So I got to ask you. So when coons can't take the racism no more and they try to come back to black folks, do we embrace them?
Oh, gosh.
Can you embrace the
thing? No, I can't, but I could never anyway. I mean, my thing is, I feel like if I see you're a coon from the beginning, it doesn't matter. I'm not messing with you anyway. So you can go back to whoever will take you back, but I was never messing with you like that anyway. So, it doesn't affect me here nor there because you were never a factor for me anyway. Like, you know, people talking about OJ, he was never a factor. So, like, for real?
Hey, oh, I mean.
Like, Omarosa. Like, I don't know. Like, I was never really listening to you anyway.
Right. I mean, but see, Omarosa is different because, one, I mean, she got kicked out. See, we're not talking about folks that got kicked out. We talking about the folks that leave. They like, you know what? he promised me a whole lot of riches if I stood behind him, but I didn't get nothing. So I'm going to go back to black folks.
So for, and that's what I'm saying, for me, it doesn't matter whether you were kicked out or left or, you know, booted, escorted, if they hit you back home in the limo, I never listened to you to begin with. So whoever will embrace him and listen to him, I guess, you know, that's their right. But I'm not interested in anything they would have to say.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know. And I'm not the type to, you know, I'm the type to, you know, let people be who they are, but I'm not the type to, like, I'm the forgiving, but I'm not the forgetting type. I'll forgive you, but I don't forget. So it doesn't, you know, I just treat you with a long-handled spoon after a while.
Well, I mean, I guess I should just do this. This is my thoughts.
Coons at? Where the coons at? Where they at? Where they at? Where they at?
He's just a coon.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny, actually, which is why I begged the question in the first place. Like, so
is he trying to come back to black people, or is he just trying to just be heard? You know what I mean?
Right. Well, he said some things. He was like, you know, they were sidestepping the people of color issues and saying that no, it's not racist. And I thought this is a classic case of whites not seeing racism because they want to put blinders on and make it about something else. But he also said he's going to be running for the House of Representatives in 2020, too. So, yeah.
And you know, and that's my thing. Like, you know, when they talk about the coons, per se, and coming back to the black people, I mean, do they really come back or no? Because, like, I don't... Amarosa hasn't did anything for black people. Kanye hasn't did anything for black. You know what I mean? They're not really for people. They're for themselves. So, you know, when people say that, I don't necessarily see where there's, like, facts behind that.
Facts?
I mean, I don't see Jim Brown doing anything. You know what I mean? For anybody.
Well,
it, to me, well, it's all
hold
selfish.
On,
so...
Wait. Let's look at, because you said Jim Brown, and I'm gonna say, you know, one of most of the athletes, black nationalists. I mean, I don't think there's any of the black nationalists have beat as many women as Jim Brown has. In the name of black justice.
Okay, so, and that's what I'm saying. So he's not, that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, we're in agreement, right? You're bringing that up like I'm disagreeing.
No, I just wanted
to point that out.
Yeah, well, one, he was one of the originals. He was one of the original athletes that stood up for black folks. And the fact that he's sitting in there in the room with Trump, I don't want nothing. And so...
I mean,
I'm going to guess
that Cheeto
was there, too. Maybe Cheeto was there, or Gregory. He was there. You know, because he was the dude with the sign. He was always there. He was my Negro. And it's like, for him, the betrayal, it's like, I've been your Negro for so long, and now you just ignored me. You didn't hook me up with the tax.
I'm not seeing the fruits of my labor.
Right. I mean, because
that's what I'm saying. It seems like it's selfish. They sold
out for
self. So then I'm like, well, I mean, there's nothing you could say anyway for me to listen to you.
But I mean, it's a sellout. So selling out means that I gotta get some cash out of this, and so they don't get cash. Like, I mean, I keep giving. It's like a prostitute. I keep giving up the booty, but I'm not getting paid. So it's like it's like recreational at that point. It's just recreational. It's not rape. It's just recreational. And so he's sitting out there like, you know what? Hey, I'll Negro for you. And now his Negro time is up.
Yeah, now he's decided to change for whatever reason, which is his choice. He can. I don't see the problem with that. But I don't also see where we would have to embrace him either or accept him. Or I mean, I don't understand that. I don't understand that part of like politics or, you know, where a black person does something and then we all have to embrace them or accept them back. And I'm like, what does that even mean?
Nah, it means nothing to me because I only know his name because he did this. And on that note, we're going to stop talking about him because I have coon fatigue now. I have coon fatigue. We're going to go on break here. This is Scarface.
Okay.
Safe.
And die. On the verge of parting your jewelry and selling your ride. Somebody should have told him ain't no life in these streets. You only out here till you touch it. When you touch it, you leave. Niggas, you took too many chances, shuffling the stone. And ended up facing a lifetime for trying to scope. Giving different definitions on the subject of dope. One week he back on his feet, the next season. I was the 70s, baby. Raised in the 80s, I was barely touching 16 when shit got crazy. I remember in the 80s, me and Pop would rap. Now we conversate on Aiken, he's about to fight. He has already been what I'm about to go through. Told me ain't no sense in gambling if you gamble to lose. Made $12, you put seven away. He lived off the five and never ever fucked with the same.
But we are hustling, ain't he, darling? Every nigga starts sliding. Every nigga starts sliding. Every nigga starts hauling.
I'm buying my paper. These other niggas playing for the sport. Like underwear tomorrow ain't promised. The game is too short. I witness niggas get it all and give it away. Getting back was out of the question. They live for the day. Then the hunger pain start up. Then the murderous plot set up. The fucking homeboy to get what he got. I mean the ones you broke the bread with. The ones you don't watch. To be the ones fucking your girlfriend the moment you watch. I know the street game backwards, forward, sideways. It used to be an honest hustle back then. But now nowadays, it's hustle. That's fucked up. Niggas won't they come up. So bad they'll take a 357 and smoke they brother. A damn shame, but that's the way the game goes. A chance niggas is taking, especially if they slang on. I've been in that position back in the day. The fear of my homie hitting my head and cracking my face.
And that's the hustle, ain't it, darling? Every nigga starts calling. Every nigga starts calling. But then these niggas start robbing.
These niggas start robbing.
These niggas got problems. That's when these niggas start sliding. And then these niggas start sliding. But then these niggas start calling.
So listen up, my niggas, and I ain't trying to preach. I'm just telling it from my side, cause I'm in the streets. I've been there, done it, seen a whole neighborhood destroyed by the government being shipped off by one rat. He started cocaine, they threatening with time. He get his own fucking people jammed, and he take the five. That's the shit there, they ain't even catching with dope. But they gave him 35 years, the nigga is smoke. Snitching, that's a motherfucker, watch what you say. You don't know no motherfucking body, nigga, you lame. Watch the so-called homeboy. Speak to yourself. Stay away from niggas getting caught to get out of jail. Don't talk about your business. Keep your thoughts in your head. And this game ain't got a paper trail. Watch where you stand. Don't write down names and numbers. It's a memory thing. Never shit where you sleep. Keep the crib out of range. It's but you never let these niggas go where you stay. Cause when the push turns to a shove, they hit in your stage. So motherfucking game. So motherfucking game.
When the hustle ain't evolving, that's when niggas start calling. And when these niggas start calling, that's when these niggas start calling. When these niggas got problems, that's when these niggas start lying. And when these niggas start lying, that's when these niggas start calling. Calling.
Together you got to move. Drummer, smooth.
right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Ms. Brown Sugar. That was Scarface, Safe. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Woo! All right. Let's get busy. All right. So first, we got to do our thing and jump out on this dumbass of the week. All right. Our dumbass of the week is a cheerleader who is accused. Well, I'm not going to say the cheerleader. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. There was a cheerleader who was accused of burying her baby in the backyard. She was found not guilty. So, my dumb ass of the week, well, dumb asses of the week, are the people who found her not guilty of aggravated murder, involuntary manslaughter, and endangering a child. They found her guilty of gross abuse of a corpse.
What?
Yeah. So
the baby was already stillborn when she delivered the baby?
Well, that's what she said. Now here's the details. Brooks Skyler Richardson was a popular cheerleader in Ohio. But when she learned she was pregnant, she kept the baby a secret, eventually giving birth to the child alone and burying it. However, her lawyers claimed that the baby was stillborn and that she buried her child in a marked grave, a sign of the depth of her feeling for the infant. And the jurors came back and was like, oh, look at her. She couldn't have murdered her baby.
Or she's been through enough. Let's not make her life any worse than what it already is.
Yeah, they point to a text message between her and her mother after the child was born with her saying, I'm literally speechless with how happy I am. My belly is back. Oh, my God. I am never, ever, ever letting it get like this again.
Wait, what?
Yeah. She was happy to have her belly back.
So did her mom know she was pregnant?
Apparently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's one of those situations
where... So she
really
had no reason to give birth by herself because her mom knew, so she could have went to the doctor, she could have went to the hospital and had, you know, and delivered. Those were choices, and she chose not to because she was embarrassed, I guess. Because basically that's all it is embarrassment.
Yeah.
So
a whole bunch of people took witness saying... The baby's father said he never knew about the child.
That's possible.
Saying she didn't even realize she was pregnant until she was about 6 months along.
All of those things are possible, but
yeah.
My thing is, if regardless of whether you know or not, once it's time to deliver, and even if you deliver by yourself and the baby is stillborn, there's no reason for you not to call the police or not to call a hospital or, you know, I don't understand.
Well, see, it, as I'm a translator of sort here. As I see it, she was pregnant. She did not want the kid. She did not want to go through the whole abortion thing. So she killed the child, buried the child, and made up the stillborn. and everybody's rolling with it because they don't want her to go to jail.
She's been through enough trauma. Yeah, she's been through enough trauma.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
I
don't know.
I mean, I guess it's killing your baby is. Anyway, I'm going to walk
like
away.
You should have just had the abortion. But yeah, go ahead. Walk away.
Yeah. Well, no, because, no, you got to remember. You got to remember. They'll charge you and try you and put you in jail for a fetus, but a born child doesn't even matter no more.
I guess so. That just proves it, huh?
You got to know that. That's how we rolling. That's how we rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just in case you didn't know. All right.
And you know what? I didn't. So thanks.
All right. So now you know there's a new law, right? That just came out.
There's lots of new laws. Which one is this?
Yeah, but this one qualifies for the hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. So Uber and Lyft are kind of upset because there's Assembly Bill 5, which is looking like it's going to be signed into law. They're saying that they're not going to reclassify their drivers as employees despite the new law. So what they're saying is Uber and Lyft serve as a technology platform for several different types of digital marketing places. And they clarify how conditions set up whether or not you should be considered as an employee. So they said workers should be treated as independent contractors only if they are free from the control and direction of the company that's hired them. Their work falls outside the usual business of the company, and they are engaged in work in an independent business of the same type as the companies. And Uber is claiming that its drivers pass that test and can thus be considered independent contractors. Because Uber is not about ride sharing, it's about the technology platform. That's their argument.
Yeah, that's BS. But I mean, I kind of agree they are independent contractors in a way, though. I mean, you set your own hours. I don't know. How would you distinguish between? Like, what is the difference? What is the definition of an independent contractor? And you know.
Once again, you're talking about it's a 24/7 business. Right.
Yeah.
So if you work at a cafeteria or whatnot, that's 24/7. Or hell, 24-hour fitness. Are you a contractor? Because it's open 24/7.
Well, I didn't necessarily think because of the hours, but it's just like if you're a consultant for something, with you know, and you don't necessarily work for, I guess you've been in an Uber
and you may have been in a Lyft. I don't think those people are consultants.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. That part. Anyway, so yeah, hater of the week. Because they don't want to pay benefits. They're like, nah. And that's funny, because they're making money hand over fist, but obviously making sure that the employees, contract.
I mean, the thing about that is, I guess, you know, the thing about that is, or I can kind of see where they'd have an issue is, so I might decide to drive Uber for 6 months and then stop. Or I might just only drive during the holidays. Or, you know, I might have another job and just drive on my vacation. But if I actually, like, can benefit by getting benefits from them, then I'm going to stay on.
Right.
So I think they're trying not to do that. They just want it to be like an in and out, I'm going to do this at my leisure type thing.
In and out.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm driving this month. I'm not going to drive for 3 months. I'm going to drive for 2 months. I'm not going to drive for 6 months. So, you know, but if they actually have benefits, then, yeah, I'm going to stay. I'm going to drive all the time or as often as possible in order for me to receive those benefits.
All right.
So, yeah.
Okay. I guess that's fair enough. Just in case. You want benefits. Just in case.
I mean, for people who don't have benefits, then that's like the perfect thing.
Yeah, I mean, but that's why you covered California, but whatever. We're gonna move on.
Well, that's not
always
easy to get, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know, but it seems like folks put stuff. All I know is that this is a multi-million-dollar corporation against small people. Just like, you know,
mm-hmm.
what, we don't want to help your life be better. I mean, because that's what we talk about here. Because when you deny people health care benefits, you're saying, I don't want to help your life be better. My profit margin is more important than you, my employee, I mean, contractor being taken care of. That's it. You know,
yeah,
you ain't.
I agree.
Yeah, that's it. Now, I'm going to ask you this. So, this one lady on Fox, I don't name these people because they don't need fame. She was doing the show, and she had ex-football player Ben Watson on talking about one thing. And then she asked him about Janelle Hill talking about black athletes should go to historically black colleges.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben Watson was like, yeah, you make a lot of good points. And I think that, yeah, they should. And she was stuck, like, oh, let's go to commercial. And so... You know, there was a question, and I think you might have asked me this question about whether you think that most black athletes should go to historically black colleges and would they be seen? And I answer that the pro scouts will go where the talent is. And I can almost guarantee you, I mean, this is probably the most ironclad guarantee that I'll ever put out there. If the top black athletes, majority of the black athletes, went to historically black colleges, ESPN would stop. There would be no SEC package, no Southwest Conference. No, nobody would be watching any of them channels. Because all the talent would be in the schools that don't have TV packages. They would get TV packages that next year. You can believe that. Howard would be on TV every weekend. They'd be like Notre Dame.
Okay.
You know how Notre Dame has their whole NBC package? Guess what?
Yeah.
Howard would have the NBC package instead. Because that's what we're talking about.
Okay, so then why don't they go to black colleges then?
Oh, because integration. Look, before integration, in the South, nobody was watching them teams in the South wasn't nothing. And it took, because Bear Bryant and all them understood that. And so they went and played USC. And I can't remember the brother that was the running back just ran all over them. Destroyed them.
Uh-huh.
Just ran through them. He's like, everybody in the South's like, we got to get one of these Negroes to play for us so we can be good too. And that's how it started.
Uh-huh.
And so you could say segregation was kind of ended through sports. You had these great black athletes, and you want them playing for your team. You got to desegregate.
True.
And so,
now, I'm just curious as to why, you know, they don't decide to go, though. And I know, like, they're, you know, and they might want to, and they don't want to be that one.
What? No, it ain't got nothing to do with it. Are you serious?
What do it then?
Oh,
you don't
know why?
I don't know. I really don't know. I can't see why why they wouldn't.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to tell you. You know that Capital One commercial? What's the byline? What's in your wallet?
Yeah.
Yeah. So historically black colleges.
Yeah.
But wait. Historically black colleges don't pay money. Historically white colleges do pay money. Duh. That's it.
Yeah, and I think that was part of my question. I think we discussed it and then we, I don't know what happened. But I was, and that's what part of my issue was it about the money?
Yeah.
And if so, won't the black colleges eventually get that money if all the black players go? And that's what I'm saying by most black players don't want to be that one to sacrifice not getting the money for other black players to come.
Okay.
Because there are going to have to be some sacrificial lambs in the beginning.
No, what you're talking about here, and this is very important. You're talking about fairness, and if the historically black colleges got all the top athletes, that they would not get put on probation because they'd be found cheating. I mean, we look, North Carolina, when they won the national championship, none of their players went to class. None of their players was taking the actual tests, whatnot. They were found guilty, but they didn't get in trouble via the NCAA because they're quote unquote a blue blood program. They'll hit the smaller programs, but if like Duke, the dude says it, yes, we gave them money to give to athletes. Coach Krzyzewski knew that. He said no, and that's kind of it. And that's the point. So yeah, if in this imaginary world that we have, if all black athletes, especially the great ones, go to HBCUs, guess what? They'll all be ineligible. All those schools will be found for cheating because that's what they would do. So to circumvent you being on TV and getting profits and all that other stuff. That's what they would do. Until you make it where, one, the NCAA is making money off of you, because that's what has to happen. And plus, they would just like, no, we'll ruin the whole game before we let black folks dictate the system.
I agree. All right. I was wanting to know. I'm like, I don't see why they wouldn't, but
now no,
they're ruining
the whole thing. Right, they're ruining the whole. Look, there's no NCAA tournament because what ends up happening is, yeah, Duke, North Carolina, UCLA, all the historically great teams, they're nothing. Howard, any historically black college come through and smack everybody. Smack them. So it would be every year those teams would battle it out to get to the tournament. And they get to the tournament and they smack everybody every year. Because it's like that whole Hoosiers thing. Remember, they had to cheat for the Hoosiers for them to win. And so they had to do that. It'd be even like some blatant stuff. Because you'll have that scrappy team from Kentucky again.
Uh-huh.
They'd be scrappy.
Uh-huh.
Because they're white. You know, going up against the overwhelming fame, the villain. That part.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I get it. I understand. I was just wondering, you know.
Yeah.
Just wondering why.
Yeah, it's stuff that happens. Anyway, we're going to go on break here. This is Shay Noor, Dying Breed.
Look.
Let's go.
I had an urge for this life. I had to earn all my stripes. A born hustler, I could sell a purse to a dice.
Me, I never learned from advice. It was the murders and fights.
Uh-huh.
I was taller, that made me sharper than the surgeon
yeah.
tonight.
Yo, it's fiends and drugs behind my curtains and blinds. On this road to riches, I watch my drive turn into flight.
On my road to riches, the cops always searching my ride. They don't find nothing, just violate my personal rights. He ain't a hustler, he the burglar type. Go ahead, box, got a Glock that hit harder than Roberto with Mike.
They took a chain from his kids, now they serving them tight. Caught a case and watched the basis judge serve him a life. Took them away and afterwards he playing tennis with his lawyer.
My man go to prison, I handle the business for you. If you got a girl that's innocent, didn't enjoy her. I wanted a Janet, but I ended up with a Toya.
Survival of the fittest, cause we grew amongst a dying breed.
Before you plant a money tree, you gotta find a steed. We the best in the entire league. I inspired G's to build an empire off fire trees. Survival of the fittest, grew amongst a dying breed.
I plant the seed, now all my niggas can climb the tree. We're playing chess, it's hard to move till you find a queen. And for a hater, I keep a broom like it's time to
For a hater, I keep a pistol close. Don't play with you folks, you and the niggas that's gon' miss you most.
And if she hate, I bet the bitch is broke.
She
trying to bury hatchets, I got a map it to where she dig the hole.
But
you think we squashed a beat, but we probably didn't. Now I don't bury hatchets unless I bury the body with it.
And I don't carry ratchets unless I'm clapping somebody with it. Y'all niggas' guns don't work like it's out of business. I leave my oppositions hopping fences. No need for doctor business, niggas dying out of high percentage.
Fuck the fame, we only plot for riches. We did anything to get a pop to piss and fuck the consequences.
We deserve to get in high position. Ill will to survive by all means. Stay alive, let's go.
Survival of the fittest, cause we grew amongst a dying breed.
Before you plant a money tree, you gotta find a seed. We the best in the entire league. I inspire G's to build an empire off fire trees. Survival of the fittest, grew amongst a dying breed.
I plant the seed, now all my niggas can climb a tree. We're playing chess, it's hard to move till you find a queen. And for a hater, I keep a broom like it's time to sweep.
Together you got smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Shay Noor, Dying Breed. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Whew! All right. So, Groundhog Day.
Yeah, that shit happened again? Oh, hell no!
Oh, what is that shit that happened again? Well, you know that thing that you can't do, Brown Sugar, while being black, is apparently now have a big booty and swim.
Oh,
Chalk
wow.
it up to BBGP, big booty girl problem. So what happened was, sister in Alaska, Brecken Willis, she was disqualified. She won all four of the races. They said she was disqualified because she was exposing too much of her buttocks. Apparently, some of the parents believe that she intentionally hyped up her swimsuit to make it more revealing.
Oh.
But it's, you're swimming. Hiking
I was
up.
Do those, but swimmers have like special swimsuits. They don't have this average swimsuit you buy in Target.
Right.
You have to go to like a, you know, the swim team. You have to order yours out of a catalog. So do they, can you even hike those up?
No, she just had cakes. That's, you know,
okay.
it just happens. So it's one of those things.
You need
things
to go up a size then.
Right. But she, you know, she's swimming. And so they're saying that she was hiking it up like, and so they said, they cited a modesty clause. they said she was altering her swimsuit to show off her behind. but that has nothing to do with how fast she swims.
Well,
showing
you
off
know,
your booty. I'm
no,
like,
it doesn't. It doesn't have anything to do with that. But it's just like any other league when you know that you belong to. If there is, you know, I can remember when the basketball shorts were changing, going from the little itty bitty ones, and everybody was wearing the Michael Jordan. You know, when he started getting the ones below the knee, but then there was even some that were going even bigger than him, and they were like, "Oh wait, no." So if
okay.
there's a modesty clause, then you have to go up a size.
Well, this was issued to her from by the school. So I mean,
okay, so then whatever size they got her, then she needed to go up a size.
Well, the point was that she won the match. She didn't win the match. It wasn't like a judge. Like the judges was. Some dudes was like, oh, yeah, she won because she got the fattest ass. No, that ain't how that go. It's a swimming contest. You have to swim and win. You have to beat everybody else.
Yeah, but you also have to follow regulations.
Yeah, she followed the regulations. She used the suit that they gave
not
her.
Not if her swimsuit. Not if her swimsuit didn't meet the regulation codes.
Yeah, but the school gave it to her.
Yeah, so, I mean, they probably should have said something before she swam. But then also, it's just like in gymnastics, their bodysuits or, you know, their gymnast leotards have to be a certain way.
All right, so.
I don't know about swimming, but in gymnastics, you have to measure. Those bodysuits are measured from, like, the crease right there in your leg to your hip. If you notice, most of those things are all, they look the same. They're cookie cutters.
Okay, so in the reversal, the ASAA cited a clause in the modesty rule that requires officials to notify a student's coach if they believe the swimmer's attire is inappropriate. And all the evidence gathered, including the statement provided by the official, indicated the official did not notify the coach prior to disqualifying the student.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, therefore, the ASAA has determined the disqualification was the result of the misapplication of the rule and as a result is being overturned.
And that's good.
Okay. So that point is it wasn't an issue till she started dominating and winning. Then they're looking at her like, how can we diminish her great accomplishment? Because that's basically hating ass hate by some crackers.
I agree.
Because
I'm not disagreeing with that, but I feel like because of the situation is no different than Serena and the cat suit. The cat suit was okay, and you know, while she wasn't winning, but time she started winning, then the cat suit was a distraction. So,
Hold on. So, when you say Serena's cat suit, this is all I'm thinking right here. That's it. I mean, that's all I think about the cat suit.
Okay, but you know why I'm so, like, saying this because when you play basketball, if one of your team, if one of your team members, coach, isn't in regulation and you get called on that because they're out of regulation for whatever reason, you have a problem with that. Correct?
Well, basically...
No, hold on.
Because basically the rules are you have to tuck in your shirt. That's the rules. You can't have the T-shirt underneath. And that's it.
Okay, but what I'm saying, though, that is simple. But if one of your team members are out of regulation, are you not going to be upset?
Okay. So, one, there's not a real modesty clause. Modesty clause, it sounds like a sexist thing to me because it involves girls. Because if a dude was out there with some tight shorts and he's playing basketball, we'd be appalled. But there wouldn't be a modesty clause that would be
triggered.
Well,
that's because there
triggered.
Isn't one written for basketball, but there's
right.
one written for swimming. So regardless of whether
okay.
it's written or not, you chose that sport.
Female swimming. See, it's
yeah.
written for female swimmers. 'Cause,
I'm sure it's for men, too. I'm sure it's a modesty clause for men.
Really?
For swimming.
I mean, men
sure
aren't wearing...
They already have speedos.
Okay,
but I'm
right.
sure they have to be covered.
Yeah, what is a speedo? So that you can't get no smaller than a speedo except for a thong.
Yes, you can. Exactly my point. Yes, you can. You must not
right.
have seen the ones in Europe.
Okay. Well, the point is.
So what I'm saying.
Modesty clauses. You don't hear about stuff like that unless. It's women and black folks involved. Period, point blank. I mean, because football players, I mean, they have to wear a certain gear or whatnot, but they wear tights and they wear the thongs all the time.
Yeah, they wear the little jock straps.
Right, right. The ass out jock straps. So nobody
yeah,
cares
that you
about
can see
that.
Through, and you can see through their pants, yeah.
Exactly. There's no modesty clause when it comes to male sports. It's a female sport thing, and it especially went to this young black girl who was kicking ass and taking names. That was it.
Yeah, and I understand what you're saying, but it's just like when I said Serena in the cat suit and you clapped for that. That's okay.
Yeah.
Even though it's a distraction and it's out of regulation, it's okay for her to wear because she
yeah.
has all these.
Well, how is it? Well, hold on. See, it wouldn't matter what Serena wore. It was a distraction. Because the little tutu with her ass hanging out, her very heavy ass hanging out in the back of that little tutu, that's distracting to the audience.
It is distracting. But there is things she can wear that's less distraction. She didn't start wearing that stuff. She didn't start
okay.
wearing that stuff. That's not how she came onto the court initially.
Okay, but her ass is out. Her ass was always out. So the
no, it was not. Not when she first started playing tennis.
What?
Not even when she was in her. No. No.
Okay. We're going to agree to disagree on that. We're going
no,
to agree
she
to
did
disagree.
Not, she did not start dressing provocatively until like maybe the last 5 to 10 years, maybe.
No. Okay. So when you say dressing provocatively,
we're
talking
sport,
about
yes. for
her booty is provocative. It didn't matter what she wore; it was going to be provocative. That's the point. It didn't matter what she wore, whether it was the skirt, it was the shorts, it was the cat suit. It didn't matter. She has junk in the trunk. So no matter what she wore, it was provocative. Doesn't matter. That's it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It just from the male point of view. Because when she
exactly.
wore the cat suit, we all watched the match. And when I say we all, I was in the office full of a diverse set of guys, and they all watched the match. They all knew about the match, and they all watched it. Was it a sudden love of tennis? I think not.
I have no comment.
I know. I'm just saying, but that's the reality of the world. Now, the world is sexy, so it's what it is. All right, so there's my hero. Have you ever heard of Eno?
Who might that be? Eno, no, I have never heard of him.
Eno.
No, I have not.
Eno the Emu. He became a North Carolina celebrity. He was running around for free for 2 months. It's just people talk about, oh, Eno the Emu. It's free. And he's just running around, he's on the news all the time. And what happened? Eno died. So this is what I ask. It's another question that I ask. How serious is slavery, aka trafficking? Eno died when Eno was captured. Once Eno was caught and couldn't run free no more, Eno was like, fuck it, I got no reason to live. And Eno died. So, that's that question. It begs the question. Eno, everybody knew Eno was just running free, just like, yeah, having a good time. Folks couldn't stand that Eno was running around free. Animal control caught Eno, put Eno in the shelter. Eno's like, shit, if I can't live free, fuck it, I'm out.
Yeah, that happens.
And this
he
is what
died in captivity.
Died in captivity. Like, you know what? Ain't no reason. And I wonder now, like when people would catch those light bugs and any other thing that you capture,
yeah,
and they die on you. It's like, that's I'm not for show. I'm not your slave. I'm not to be captured, because captivity is inhumane.
I agree.
It's an evil thing.
It is, you're right.
Eno's like, I'm out. Those lightning bugs was like, I'm out. I can't do it.
You know, people die in captivity as well.
Exactly.
Not necessarily their bodies, but their spirits do, so.
Right. Because it's not right. It's inherently not right. So when I hear about the trafficking and whatnot, and dude killing himself in jail allegedly, I won't wish cancer on people.
No,
I'm not gonna do that. But if anybody else who was involved with him, maybe some stuff fall on you.
Some,
and break
what's
every
karma?
Bone in your body.
There's karma.
Yeah. On that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word, and this was another smooth drama production. R.I.P. Eno, you was my hero. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth.
drummer.